Welcome to Supercomputer, a show about making sense out of a mess of technology. I'm Alex Cox, and I'm an automaton in training.
I'm Matthew Casanelli, and I just started a YouTube channel.
Yeah, you did! And you published your first video today.
Oh, yeah. And it's as awkward as I expected, but that's okay.
Promote it. What's it? Well, I should say, finally, Shortcuts is out.
Yeah. That's the main reason I'm making a YouTube channel, because now everybody can get Siri Shortcuts, and basically it's going to be really confusing, and I know how to use it, and so I want to just show people, because as much as audio is fantastic, and this show is amazing, but... And this show is super fun to make, but at the same time,
I don't want to.
I just don't want to say my own show is amazing. That's all
it
was.
It is. both of your shows are now amazing, and I'm really glad that you're making this, because it's already day one, and yay, Siri Shortcuts. But cut. Cut. Oh, Siri Shortcuts are here. Oh, damn it. This bit is not funny. This bit isn't funny. It's supposed to be an air horn.
Are you trying to use like a soundboard? Yeah.
It's supposed to be. Hey, Siri, show me my air horn. Oh, this app is just ads for other air horn apps.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's like a business model right there.
Oh, wow. This is. Oh. There we go. Oh, I guess it doesn't stop. All right, this is just our live now.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what a good bit. This was... Oh, look, an advertisement.
What is happening?
Oh, God, stop it. All right, anyway, yay, Shortcuts are finally here. iOS...
Quite the intro.
Oh, boy. iOS 12 was released today, and it felt like a really smooth... update, or at least in my opinion. You were on the beta, obviously, and I was on the public beta for my phone and one of my iPads, but another one of my iPads I just updated fresh to iOS 12, and it was there were no problems, which is new. Not in terms of like software issues, but just like the first time I tried and there was no, like, you know, when Apple said it was out, it was out. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it did seem like the main focus at the developer conference was performance. And so people call it the snow leopard year for when they did that with Mac and supposedly didn't change anything when they actually still added like hundreds of features. But just how they pitched it was that it's better performance, and hopefully that does bleed through with actually being better performance. And then just, I think somebody highlighted like one of the Verge tweets, which is like, iOS 12 is out and you should actually update, because people are just scared that you shouldn't update all the time now. And so it's smart of them to make that move and be like, you should update every year. It's not something that you should be super afraid of. Like, now that they do have developer beta and the public beta, I think they can iron out the kinks better than they used to.
Yeah, I think I've said this before, but the iOS 12 beta on my phone was more solid than iOS 11, or at least it felt like that to me.
11.3, yeah.
In fact, I think Federico Vittici even tweeted he saw and had heard from birdies that top Apple executives were using iPhone 6, not even 6S's, but iPhone 6's with iOS 12 just to make sure that the experience was good and usable. So I don't know. I thought that was really cool, especially because I talk about my parents a lot on this show, but my mom does use a Plus iPhone 6 Plus. No, yes. God, yeah. I almost said iPhone 6 Max. Everything is hard and bad now. She uses an iPhone 6 RS Plus Maximum.
Yes.
But I don't know. I was very, very pleased with iOS 12 in general. And you said it's kind of like a snow leopard year with the you know, gigantic, huge asterisk of Shortcuts, which is finally available to the public today.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like my iPad, I had a iPad mini when I broke my old iPad, or I guess I, that's not true. I had an iPad mini when I lost my old iPad, and I was using that at WWDC and loaded iOS 12 on it immediately because that's how I do it. But it was, I noticed that was significantly faster because the iPad mini on iOS 11, the iPad, I think it's iPad mini 3, I figured this out at one point, but it was not fast at all. And that I was like, this is brutal. Like, you can really tell that it was struggling with very basic things. And then iOS 12 just wasn't nearly as dragging and things like that. So I think this should be better, especially for people with old phones. And at the same time, they're trying to get everyone to buy the new phones. But they did a whole like speech during the iPhone keynote where they were talking about how they're making iPhones last longer now because people want them to last longer. And you can just, there's people like us who go on the iPhone upgrade program and get new ones every year, but by recycling them and reselling them and making them last longer, they can both like resell them for additional profit, but also get it to people who want it cheaper. And it doesn't just go immediately into the trash pile.
I was terribly bored during the last Apple keynote. Or not, is it called a keynote? Is it an Apple event when it's not at WWDC? I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but
I'm not sure.
I was just so, so bored. But then the environmental lady, God, I wish I knew her name. She's
Lisa Jackson.
Yeah, my good. Here's the problem. It's because her name is Lisa, and I always think of the computer Lisa, and I'm like, is that right? Or is it Leah? Darn, darn, darn. But my obviously good personal friend, Lisa, talked about Daisy and Liam, which are the robots that disassemble iPhones.
Those are so cool.
I love them so much. Oh my gosh. And the fact that they put that on stage, because they know that this is going to be watched by folks who aren't just Apple fanboys, was kind of encouraging, especially because it wasn't just a fluff thing, except for the end where she said, and now we're all running on renewable energy, but really anybody can run completely on renewable energy. However, as much as I love, love, love Daisy and Liam, our Apple robot overlords, Shortcuts is finally here, and I was finally able to open it, and then immediately got very overwhelmed, just like I often did with the Workflow app. Was it Workflow or Workflows? I've already forgotten. Wow.
Yeah, well,
wow.
It's so gone from your memory immediately.
Yeah, I know. What a
somebody tweeted at the, I saw him tweet at the Workflow account and was like, I miss you. And I was like, no.
Oh,
no, I don't have the app on my phone anymore.
I wanted to ask you a couple things about your new YouTube channel, which we will now constantly promote, and people need to get over it because, like you said, as good as audio is, it's not as good or as fun as seeing your face as you happily talk about all of the nice shirt, by the way, in that video.
Yeah, I totally need now to like represent with all my nerd shirts all the time. I got to figure out which one I'll wear next. It's very important.
Yeah, it needs to be in the liner notes for every, when you're working out every script. Okay, I'm going to wear the dog cow shirt today. Going to wear the Workflow shirt tomorrow. I'm sure that you have like 10 Roboism shirts, as most people do. And and then you'll be on your way. You'll get all of those likes and bells. But the video... I don't know what the bell is. I still don't know what the YouTube bell is.
He's just smash it. Just
smash
that's
the
all
bell.
Just smash. Yeah, that's it. That's all you need to know.
Like and subscribe. But your video was super great because you gave a short intro to what Workflow was and how it became Siri Shortcuts. That's the problem. It was called Workflow, but it's called Shortcuts, the app. And one thing that you talked about a little bit, but it wasn't super in depth yet, and some folks are still talking about this, but the difference between the app Shortcuts and Siri as its own separate thing. So now that we are all like balls deep into Siri, and by balls I mean definitely like play balls, not testicles. Now that we all have shortcuts, what's the difference between just and I'm like, I feel like people are going to be like, this is a leading question that Alex knows the answer to. That is not true. There are two things. There are Siri shortcuts that show up in the like suggested field, which is, if people who aren't like super nerdy know, that's what happens when you pull down and Spotlight shows up, correct?
Yeah. So, I mean, even that is an interest. Just describing how you get into Spotlight is, or that people don't know that it's called Spotlight. First of all, that is a very Apple and Mac type of thing. But if you just grab the home screen and like don't tap on an icon and drag down, you can search. And so since maybe the last 2 years, they've been suggesting apps up there, which is usually pretty good. It's like recently used or something you use all the time, or they think you're going to use it. And then there'll just be shortcuts there. And so those are little tappable icons that from different apps that you just tap, and it either opens into that app or it does some sort of action for that app while still staying in that interface. And so, like you said, they're in the search field. And then also if you go to the left of the home screen, or also, okay, describing swipes is so... It's also very confusing because conceptually to me, it's to the left of the home screen, but you technically grab your finger and swipe to the right.
Oh, but, yeah.
Trust me, when I was writing the workflow documentation, it was like, wait, what? Like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. How do you describe it? You can describe it completely different opposite ways depending on just the exact words that you
exactly.
use. Exactly. So there's the search that's above the home screen. And then if you go to the side of the home screen and look at all your little widgets, there's also a search there, and then on the lock screen. And the lock screen ones are, they'll automatically surface for you. Oh, yeah, also Apple Watch, if you have it, which I don't right now since I broke mine, like I said last week. But come Friday, I'll have the new one. We'll have to talk about that at some point. But
real quick, oh, wow, we didn't even talk about this. What did you get on the big...
I got the Max.
Ah, so did I.
Yeah, it's like... I actually have watched some shows on my iPhone, and having the bigger screen probably would be worth it. And I assume it has the split screen like iPhone Pluses do. And so building workflows is one of the reasons I want to do it, because it's almost like a little iPad mini again. They're getting closer and closer, and just being able to have the column of actions on the left side while I build on the right side compared to just a single pane on the iPhone. Like, I'm totally all for that. But that's something I need to keep describing because it is brand new.
Wait. There's split screen on iPhone.
Not split screen. It's like a three pane view. So like
what?
On the Mac, when you have folders and then the column and then... And this is...
No, I mean on the iPhone. The iPhone Pluses had...
On the Plus. Maybe not three, actually. I guess it's still only two. But that was a huge thing on the Plus, was that they had a fit landscape mode, basically.
What? What the... okay.
And you said you were part of the Plus Club, huh?
No.
You never did.
I was always part of the Plus Club for 1 week, got incredibly frustrated that it wouldn't fit in any pockets except my back pockets. And I secretly wonder, now that AppleCare has this like upgraded version that covers theft or loss, I'm like, is this because they know that women are putting them in their back pockets, and it would be so easy to steal my phone if it like the Max, it's going in the butt pocket, it's butts to the Max, like, or Max to the butts anyway. And so I always returned the Plus within a week because I couldn't stand it, and now you're telling me that there were, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's all these bonus features.
I'm very excited.
I mean, I didn't actually see anything about that, so I hope I'm not overpromising, but I kind of assume it's even wider than the Plus ones. So, or in landscape, it's taller but wider otherwise portrait. Yeah, you get it.
There's still, I believe many of our friends probably have iPhone XS Maxes, but there's still an NDA on it, so we won't know for sure until Friday. And if this doesn't work on Friday, you will have broken my heart, and then I will probably return my iPhone XS Max. Oh, man, saying XS every time, it, like, my brain short does a little, like, that. But, okay, Siri shortcuts. I'm actually going to send you a screenshot to what I am seeing when I pull down to see Spotlight. And that's a good point that Spotlight, people don't really know that it's called Spotlight. Because I actually assumed that that was a term that people know. But when I pull it down, my Siri suggestions are what they always have been, except now they include a lot of air horn apps. But there is a suggestion to send a message to Matthew Casinelli or record a new voice memo. But neither of those takes me to the shortcuts app or takes me to create a shortcut. What's going on with that?
So, okay, that's a really good point. And so we'll put this photo in the show notes too. Also, I love the fact that you use that Memoji photo that I sent to you as the contact thing. And I totally have, I think I requested you send me one of yourself because I totally have you as Memoji also. But the little thumbs up one is awesome. And that's even another thing that, who I don't know if anybody really, I haven't seen too much about this, but that you can put Memoji on your body by going into the camera mode first and then applying the filter thing. That those are, I was like, I love this. This is awesome. And I sent it to my mom. She's like, this is creepy. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, you'll love it. You'll love it one day. But so, okay. The difference between those are basically app shortcuts. And then in the shortcuts app, there's a section called Siri suggestions, and these types of things would show up there. So the shortcuts app is totally separate, and then it can use the shortcuts feature. So for example, the shortcuts app is on the App Store. And so this stuff happens regardless of whether or not you have the shortcuts app. This is like people's main experience is just a quick shortcut, like one simple thing that it knows that we've been sending each other messages. And so it just is like, oh, you might be wanting to send Matthew a message, and surfaces it there. And also while I was filming my video, this sucked because you can't make these show up. And so I had to like keep doing it. And then one time it was like, send miss. I don't know if you noticed, by the way, you're in the video because of that. And I tried to cut that out so it didn't show our conversation because I wasn't sure if you said anything awkward or I don't remember, but, I like tapped it on accident and then it went away. And I was like, oh my God. Cause I think it was like literally one of the last shots I had to get, and I had to wait like 20 minutes until it showed up again randomly. And so that drove me crazy. But these ones basically are just a quick one step thing. Like that'll open into the message automatically, or it'll start going into the voice memo thing.
Mm-hmm. So it's completely independent of the shortcuts app, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm actually curious then, because I don't know. I people keep asking me, what is the most exciting thing for you about shortcuts? And that is my answer, basically. But having to like go through and like dig into the settings, I just worry that people aren't going to use it as much as Apple wants them to, or as much as you and I want them to, because you need to go to Siri and search, and then so record a new voice memo. Sure.
A second.
Hey Siri, start a podcast. Oh, it's doing the thing. Maybe is it going to do the thing? Nope, it's not. It's playing podcasts. No, don't play them.
Well, that's. Are you trying to do your Overcast one?
Oh, hey, look it. I know this song. And no, that is being played in Apple Podcasts, apparently.
So none of that is shortcuts.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
God. See?
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to create Okay, so I created a shortcut, and now in settings, it says my shortcuts. Mm-hmm. Okay. Start a podcast.
Are you recording the voice phrase?
Yes. So I do start a podcast, which I realize, guys, is not intuitive, but I record a lot of stuff for podcasts and voice memos. And that, okay, so that worked. It was just that
So
they didn't... Do they sync up? I know that the Shortcuts app will sync over iCloud, but do your Siri shortcuts that are purely based in Siri sync across devices?
So the Siri suggestions feature that shows up on those screens, those are just individual shortcuts. The term is donated from apps. Basically, they know, like, the app has to determine what's worth being an action, and then as you do it, it shows up into Siri, like they pass it out into Siri, and then she goes from there and determines when to show them to you. And so when you go into Siri settings, you can see all of the potential actions and all the recent actions from apps, and then you can create your own custom phrase there. And so in my video, my little bit was, I think of this app shortcuts as separate from, then there's add to Siri, and those add to Siri buttons are either in settings, but also third-party apps have the option to have add to Siri buttons or their own custom interface where you can basically add them directly from the app. And so I don't think people will be diving into settings and setting them up necessarily unless they do know about it, or they're kind of like, what are these? I want to do that more. Or honestly, it's like, that's why I'm making these videos, is people aren't going to know it, and I need to tell them. It's like a weird, especially, I mean, we are even saying they had like a lot of time on stage, and maybe they like cut something that hopefully they'll announce eventually, air power, but we'll never know. And then I was like, man, I wish you guys had given more time to shortcuts, because they, I think it got like one liner, and then they also mentioned it for the HomePod. I don't even oh no, they did talk about it on the Apple Watch, but I was like, come on. I tweeted before, I was like, I can't wait to see how Apple shows everyone, and then it was like, they didn't. So we'll see. I hope they do more with that, because I think I even said this on the last episode, it'd be awesome if it was part of the iPad story, because that really does sell it for a lot of people, is seeing this huge screen that you can interact with and do all that stuff. And maybe they didn't want to show it on the iPhone Max running in landscape mode or something.
Yeah. Gonna put on that pundit beret again and say that I think there will be an iPad event, and I think that's when they're really gonna get into the Siri shortcuts that are generated for you and shortcuts the app. But I guess that's the thing. I'm almost still confused. So the Siri suggested shortcuts, they have nothing to do with the Shortcuts app, correct?
No, they do. But it's functionally different. And so the app shortcuts either jump into an app or use there's a new Shortcuts API that developers can use. And so it runs in kind of the Siri interface or via voice, or if you're using Shortcuts, it can also happen in the background at the Shortcuts app. It's confusing, but we'll get there. And so those are essentially single actions in the Shortcuts app. So you can take your record a new voice memo, and that could be one step in the Shortcuts app, but it's not functionally the same as the actions in Shortcuts that can kind of accept input and then do something with it and send it out. And so record voice memo as an app shortcut is basically just voice memos is recording it for you. But if there's actually something like you can record audio in Shortcuts and then send that audio out and save the file somewhere else using the Shortcuts app. And so it's basically app shortcuts are kind of just single actions. And they can have multiple steps in that, like you have to order your coffee and say, yes, that's what I want. But in the Shortcuts app, there's a bunch of individual steps that you can drag and rearrange, and then you can use those app shortcuts as like a single function in the process, but it doesn't hook into this whole crazy system. It's, hopefully we'll see something like that eventually, but I think even right now it's too confusing, and once it gets even more powerful, I'm assuming that's going to just be overwhelming if you don't know about it.
I mean, I've known about it all summer and I'm already overwhelmed, and I intentionally, you know, didn't do like a Siri shortcuts full media blackout in that I didn't want to hear anything about it or know anything about it. But I have kind of tried to avoid like dipping my toe in the shortcuts water because I know that you are one of the best people to teach me, like you and David Sparks and Vitici. And I don't know, man, I'm just opening the library and the gallery, and I'm curious because now that you can download the Shortcuts app, or in my case, update, you just go to update workflow and it's turns into Shortcuts, or rather I searched for Shortcuts and it just said update, and I'm like, what? Huh? And it's just updating the workflow app.
I have seen a few people, unfortunately, that they said that their workflows got wiped out or something where they couldn't find them. And now because you can't download workflow, like maybe there's some way to go back into the purchase tab. And there was a workflow sync account. So at some point your workflows should still be alive. Then maybe it is just worth reaching out to Apple support if that happened to you, but that kind of sucks. But for everyone else, it should just turn any workflows, if you had them, into Shortcuts. And then I think if you had If This Then That or Box Actions, those aren't available, but everything else did get restored. So Dropbox is back. Like, that's amazing, because a bunch of people were worried that they'd have to change around their whole system.
Right.
And I just did. I'm a crazy person, and I made a whole folder system inside the Shortcuts folder in iCloud Drive just so that I could, because I was like, well, why am I fighting this? It's, hey, it's just as you can have aliases on Mac and stuff like that.
My
it works.
God.
Trust me, I'm not weird.
That's the tagline of my life and any interesting person's life. Not that I'm interesting. But okay, if someone downloads the Shortcuts app, does everybody have the same suggestions in the gallery? Kind of like when you're in the
gallery,
app store?
Yeah, the gallery is static. And
okay.
I hope they do more with this because besides the ones that the team originally built, there was a first version of the workflow gallery, and then we updated it while I was there, and then now there's the Shortcuts one. And they built the first one, and I pretty much built all of the second one, and these are all in here still. So like, they haven't added anything else since we got acquired. Yeah, these are all exactly the same.
That's what surprised me, because
still fine. I mean, part of it is that through third-party actions, like the app shortcuts from third-party apps, require the app to be there. And so even, I mean, on one level, functionally, redoing the entire gallery would take just time. Like, it took a lot of time to build it this way. And so in order to have it kind of suggest the apps that you could use and stuff like that, that is just something that it takes engineering work. And that's like one of those literal realities about Apple that is kind of fascinating, is they can't just do it all. Like, they, in theory, they have tons of money and can just, but like, adding more people to a team isn't just the way to do it. Like, you can't just force that to become a thing. And there's also only so many hours in the day. Like,
So everybody is seeing the do more with OmniFocus thing?
Yeah, I built all those. Yeah, exactly.
So that's
one, the whole thing is that all the independent actions like that, they have like very high priority. I actually just published, and I see your point. Like, I actually wrote an article on iMore today about like, people are downloading iOS 12 and they're like, where's the Shortcuts app? And it's not installed by default. And
that's
kind of a good thing, because Yeah, because
why?
Because of the exact problem that you're talking about. Is this is very intense, and the Shortcuts app, while the crossover between nerds and normal people want to use Siri to have scheduled routines and do four things in a row, the Shortcuts app really is a functional like programming environment. And so if this was just installed by default, this current version, it's like people would be like, what is happening? I don't understand. And now you kind of have to self-select into downloading it and figuring out about it.
Okay, I am going to completely disagree with you because
yeah, I mean,
it used to be, I think, I am probably wrong, but I think it used to be that like, freaking iTunes U is still on my phone for some reason. And, you know, until recently, you couldn't delete stocks, and I've got Pages and Number. Okay,
yeah,
I use
those ones are on the App Store.
But
so hopefully,
right.
One of the things that I was saying is that hopefully they'll just update it more. Like when it's tied into the OS, that means it is a lot harder to update, and they do have to release a point update in order for anyone to change it.
Oh.
So those things like stocks were tied into it just because of the way it built. It's basically technical debt, and that's kind of just holistically an amazing thing about Shortcuts is they don't necessarily have that. It's all new, and so that creates some maybe integration problems because it doesn't have the Apple history of a whole guide that can like a perfectly built app store. I mean, maybe it's my fault because I didn't work there. on a weird level, like who's the best person to do it? Probably the guy who built the gallery in the first place or worked. So like, sorry.
Oh man. Well,
seriously though, it's like that was something that I thought they should do, and it's kind of like I would have had to be the one to say that internally. And
yeah,
I mean, now maybe that'll be one of my videos, and I hate to publicly shame my team into doing things, but I can also just give them advice. And it is like, so that's kind of what my point was about technical debt, is that like this is a new thing, and if you have ideas, you should tell them. Like it's not some, they bought Workflow 2 years ago, and so it's not some grand master plan. Like, I mean, I don't know, maybe the executives have some plan that I don't know about, but how it works and everything like that is coming from the history of Workflow. And so you don't, like, you can just be like, you guys should do this, and they're like, great idea, let's do that. And it's not like some thing where it's like, oh no, they're never going to read your radar. It's like, you should definitely file your bug reports because that is extremely helpful. That's how they'll figure out what to change or what to fix. Like, obviously they make the choice, but if you don't say it, you can't just expect them to have figured it out. Like, as with any new technology, it's not that any fault of Apple, it's just brand new, and people have, like, I get tons of ideas from people tweeting at me, and they're like, can it do this? And I'm like, no, that's a great idea. Like, I'll tell them that they should do that.
Well, speaking of tweets, I thought, oh, hey, I should probably, you know, solicit questions from people because, you know, it's Siri Shortcut Day. And, oh, God, not Siri Shortcut. It is Siri Shortcut Day, but it's also Shortcuts the App Day. And there is, like, literally you are unique in that you are the only person who has worked on the Workflow team, now Shortcuts team, who is not at Apple anymore and can answer questions about the app probably better than anybody else at this point. And there, do you want to get into some of the questions we got? Wow, some of them are really good.
Yeah.
Here's one I really liked from AJ Small on Twitter. What are Matt and Alex's third favorite improvement or new feature in Shortcuts? I know what he's doing with the third favorite because the idea being the first two is everybody's favorite, but I don't have any favorites because I am mostly new to Shortcuts. And oh, my favorite thing is that it exists. What? Yeah, I know. How exciting. What a great, insightful answer to this question. But what are your favorite things that have been added or things that stand out other than when it was just workflow and a third-party app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, so I would say, running with your first answer, is that you're right, it does exist, and that's awesome because it's part of Apple now, and it's not shut down and just scooped into a Siri feature. That the fact that Shortcuts is independent and it is basically a redesign of workflow is my personal favorite feature, also because I can use this much more than something that tried to intelligently figure it out for me but wasn't good enough yet. So I like that I can build my own Siri stuff. And then I'd say, at least to go off of that, my second feature is the Siri integrations. So mm-hmm. just being able to trigger it all with a voice command. And then also in the Shortcuts app, this is how you have Siri say something back to you, is you use the show result text and have it fill out your custom information, unless you're running one of the app shortcuts that automatically says it for you. But so basically now I can run what are essentially workflows using my voice. And then, at least right now, not all of the potential ways you can interact with it are possible. Like, you can't choose from a list or choose from a menu because it's voice. There's no physical interface for that. And so I hope they get something like that out soon. That's another thing, hopefully with the new an App Store update instead of a new point update. So, but then I'd say my third favorite feature, and this is just a random personal benefit, is the dictate text action works in the widget now. So,
oh,
yes. And this, to me, is a look into the future where hopefully we can just dictate to Siri and have her take that and input it into the contents of another workflow. But at least right now, you can do that functionally in the widget. And so when you go to the side of the home screen and run a shortcut, you can just speak text as it gets to that point, and then it will take that and input it into your shortcut and run. And so that's super awesome. We're getting there, I feel like.
Oh, man. Hot dang. Thank you, AJ, so because you were right always, in asking for what's the third favorite, because that's so cool. Ambient computing.
That's one of the best ways to run custom shortcuts, is by putting the widget near the top, and then you can have something like 24 of them. I can't count right now, or I can count, but I don't want to. that sounded so dumb. But... yeah, basically the Shortcuts widget has, and when it was in workflow too, was always the fastest way to do it because it's just right there. You can tap it. I like to have a bunch of shortcuts set up to grab my clipboard so I could basically copy text, pull down the widget, and then just run it real quick instead of jumping into mm-hmm. the Shortcuts app. And now you can actually do that with Siri too, is have it look for your clipboard, and then when you copy text, it can use that in the process of your custom shortcuts. Mm-hmm.
Mike Miller is wondering, would learning the basics of JavaScript be worth it to amplify the utility of shortcuts? And I am very curious about this because I've been teetering on the edge, especially because OmniFocus supports JavaScript on the Mac.
Yeah. Okay. The OmniFocus part is slightly different.
Oh, no.
So first of all, I don't know JavaScript, and so you definitely don't need to learn a programming language in order to use shortcuts.
That's a good point.
Ways that you can utilize JavaScript with it. Like, there's an awesome new run JavaScript on Safari web page action that lets you act on a web page and really do some more advanced stuff with it that technically you might be able to do in shortcuts, but just visually would get into very long, complex programming type things. And so JavaScript can kind of get you closer to that. Like, searching for a video on a web page or speeding up that video and things like that. So if you are in the JavaScript world and think that you want to keep going further with that, I'd say so. But at the same time, you don't need to use a programming language to use shortcuts, because in effect, it is a programming language. There's ways to repeat and loop through things and have conditionals. So if something happens, then do this. Otherwise, do that kind of stuff. And maybe it's not as advanced as what you can do with JavaScript, but I don't use JavaScript, and I've never had to. I mean, I'm sure there's some developer out there who's like, "Ooh, okay, you could totally do way more with it." But at the same time, regular people don't necessarily need to do more than that. It's on me to kind of figure out how to explain people how to get to the programming levels of that stuff. But at the same time, you don't need to. It could augment your experience, but I think you're still fine without it.
And I guess this is a good time for me to plug our friend's show, Automators, on Relay FM with Mick Sparky and Rosemary Orchard, who
Mick Sparky,
David Sparks, David Sparks and Rosemary Orchard, who are both fantastic, wonderful people. And I like to refer to Rosemary as a literal automating genius. Oh my gosh. So
yeah, she's even helping me with a bunch, but I was super honored that they had me on last Friday. So that was super fun. Because, okay, I said this on Twitter, but I somehow forgot that it was supposed to be a 30-minute show. And so, David, we finished recording after 2 hours, and he was like, well, we went past the 30-minute mark. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, because I talked about two of my shortcuts in depth. I explained step by step how they worked. And so I'm super thankful that they had me on, especially right before all this came out, because
heck yeah,
that definitely sent people my way. And I'm very appreciative of that, because starting out with two YouTube subscribers is a great strategy. But
this is one from Dan Blondell that I thought was interesting, and I don't know if you can answer it, but what's the most popular shortcut on the shortcuts team? Or I guess, what was the most popular workflow on the workflow team?
Sure. I'd say, and this is probably not what people would expect, but it was a Chipotle order workflow.
Oh, God.
Because so, we would always, I mean, it's interesting how one of the problems with a startup is, what should we eat for lunch? Mm-hmm. Because generally people, or like at least at certain startups, they'll buy you lunch. And it's a good way to actually spend time together, because otherwise we're all sitting in the same room with headphones and not ever talking. But we would always be like, what do we want for lunch? And first of all, just randomizing those choices from all of our options was, we had a workflow for that. But then
that's what I was just going to ask. The Chipotle order. Good.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. But then the days that it was Chipotle, which was very often, probably at least once a week, we would all just run the workflow, and it would be like, what kind of meat do you want? Do you want a taco? Do you want a burrito? Do you want what fillings? And then it used a bunch of stuff like a single choice select for the type of meat, or a multiple choice select for the type of ingredients. And then it would just combine them all onto separate lines and then send it to Ari. And so we could all just run our shortcut and then send him the message. And then he would just look at that and run the orders.
I really hope that one day, I feel like, from what I know about him, Ari would not want to be a C-level executive, but I love like the idea of him one day, like, old and grizzled, telling his, you know, Apple War stories, and it's like, well, actually, this Chipotle situation. That's amazing. And I think that leads really well into a question from Timothy Buck SF on Twitter, which was, how do I get my non-nerd friends, quote, as excited about shortcuts as I am? And I think my answer, because I am a normal non-nerd, I kind of, in this case I'm much less nerdy, and I'm aspiring to be more nerdy about shortcuts, is what you just said, in that you get them into a very specific thing that makes their lives so much easier. I mean, one example, again, I've tried to keep mostly a blank slate for my workflows, but you created, my shortcuts. See, we should keep all of these in too, so that we can train ourselves. And thank you, audience, for bearing with us as we say workflow and shortcuts. But there's a shortcut that I use all the time, which is save page to bear, which just saves the most, I have it as a share sheet extension. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah,
yep. Oh,
sure.
Look at me.
I think
I'm learning.
One of the action extension, action. I guess. It's not.
Yes.
Technically, the share is the top row and action is the bottom row.
Wow. But really? Huh. Okay.
Yeah, I thought I had mentioned this before, but it's action ones take the content that you're looking at and do something with it. So like 1Password fills out something that's on the page. It doesn't share it out to another app. So in theory, action extension should do something with it, and then, but it's confusing because ones like things take the text that's on the page and send it into things itself, so it's still kind of sharing it, but I think it generally means that there's another step before you just push it.
I love how that one little gray line is what distinguishes a ton of...
Yeah, it's very clear.
That's... I mean, that's super cool, but also I feel like I should actually know that in depth as someone who uses the share sheet / share extent
To be fair, okay, and this is what... This is a great, actually, question, because I didn't know that, and... What Ari told me is I learned that at Workflow because I was like, wait, so why exactly are we in here?
Yeah.
And it is because when you run a workflow, it acts on the page. It's not sharing the page out and just doing like a functional push, kind of like I said. It's actually manipulating the contents. It's acting on it. So it's an action. And so it still doesn't, in practice, make a whole lot of difference, though. And so it's...
But it makes sense, though, way more in my brain. Like, you're not sharing... Like, that makes a ton of sense. I just wish there was some delineation, like, right there that I'm... What I'm looking at, I wish it was a little bit more clear, other than these ones have colors, whereas these ones just have, like, glyphs.
Yeah. They are just gray. Yeah, I mean... I guess that's kind of, like I said, that's why I'm making videos and doing the podcast, is somehow I have just been a sponge and absorbing all of this stuff. And then, I mean, it is like there's not something that explains it to you. Or if you didn't watch all of the keynotes and listen to hundreds of hours of Apple podcasts, why would you know it? So,
but that's the thing I do, and I still don't know.
Yeah, but it's still you have a real life, and that's not
debatable.
You're not like the Apple stuff is mine now. I mean, I've, and especially working at Workflow before, I was just a nerd and did it in my side time, but I don't know. I mean, it's just, it is part of working at Workflow and building, spending hours and hours building all of those shortcuts or coming up with the documentation stuff, is I just used iOS all the time. And like even more than the team at some ways, because they're developing an app on a Mac. And so I was sitting there running into all of the edges. And since there's 280 actions that you can infinitely arrange, there's plenty of edges to run into. And so that's even a thing that kind of what I was saying before about bug reporting, is there's so much that's new with here, and it, like, yeah, I guess they should hire 1,000 people to test this, but that's, if you could say that, I guess. But at the same time, it's impossible to, like, actually get this all, especially, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to, like, I should give the team more credit, is they're doing something functionally absolutely amazing. And the Shortcuts app is super advanced, but it's also like, it is impossible to test all of those edges. You could have some sort of automated way, but again, it takes time to build that. So I bet that'll come in the future.
I mean, from what I've heard from folks theoretically who work at Apple, is that I always hear that it's much smaller than you would expect in terms of teams working on things, which I find usually to be, that is what creates a better product. And obviously, you know, there are some edge cases like, wow, everyone remember Mobile Me? That sure was a thing. Or,
I mean, that was 10 years ago.
My God. No, don't say that. I'm so old. Oh, wow. That's painful.
I signed up for Mobile Me. I remember, was it Back to My Mac? Was that the new feature that, I remember the guy in the Apple store like telling me how, oh, you're going off to college, you can get your documents on your Mac, even if you were from your Mac, even if you weren't there. And I remember being like, whoa, that sounds so cool. Like that was that was the future was then. And I think that's what's so hard about something like Shortcuts, is that it's just so hard to explain. There's so much, and what it means for you is different than somebody else.
Exactly. Yeah.
Some people want to be able to use this to actually automate a bunch of programming stuff that they do, or some people just want a routine thing that does 4 things for you in a row. And it does serve both purposes, which is, I think that's kind of why this is the best of both worlds, is that the nerds get the superpower user stuff, and hopefully I'll be able to get more nerds or create more nerds from that. But at the same time, if you just want to have a HomeKit scene go and then it tells you the weather and things like that, you can use those app shortcuts and just chain those one after another.
Oh, that's so true and so smart. I think most of the folks who are going to use this, the majority, they're going to have 5 shortcuts max. But that's okay. Like, I would love it for, you know, people to have like 5 things in your life that are made easier by software. That's a big chunk for many, many people.
Yeah, that's like a, I did just realize I never actually answered that question, because he said, so the question was, how do I get my non-nerd friends as excited as I am?
Listen and to this podcast.
My first reaction was, let me know, because that's what I'm trying to do. But I think, I mean, on a very literal answer is, don't mention third-party apps.
Oh, good point.
Or very few is, like, I'm not going to lie. So I absolutely love things, and I'm wrote an article about it, and they even like only name dropped me in their blog post. I was like, oh, okay, sweet.
Oh,
it was
my.
Because they were like, Matthew's already written a piece on the sweet setup. And I was like, well, I didn't really talk about too many. Maybe it was because I was like, I'm going to share shortcuts in the future. And so they were like, oh yeah. But it costs $70 on the iPad, and, or I, maybe it's, what is
what?
It? No, I think it's
no.
20. It's 20 on the iPad. It costs, okay.
Yeah, no.
It costs $20 on the iPad, and then I think 50 on the Mac, and then 10 on the iPhone. Or so, it's close to that, but it's just a lot of people aren't willing to spend money on it. And so you need, if you want to show people how to use shortcuts, it should be very simple things that also can have like a functional impact on their life. I think the health ones go pretty far. It's interesting now that I think about it. In very many ways, it could be similar to the way they pitched the Apple Watch, of like information and health. Maybe not fitness as much. There's a log workout action. Actually, now that, okay, that's a good one, because if you don't have an Apple Watch, there's no way to log workouts. And with shortcuts, you can log. So it's, you don't really have real data in them. Like, you can track how long you work out and then put it in, or use the machine and have it tell you. But
I mean, that's what most
still,
people want.
If you just want to keep track, yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, that's true. If you want the real stuff, go buy an Apple Watch. But you can just log like a yoga session or basketball, and they have tons. It was nuts when we tried to build all the health actions, because they've always had health data available and developers can use it, but it's kind of like, you have to build a specific app for something, and then it's kind of all the other problems that come with building a full app. But then with shortcuts, you can just take the data and put it into the health app on your own, however you want to do it. So that's a great example. I mean, the other one that I really like is GIFs. You can't really make a GIF very easily on iOS. And so you can take 3 photos and stitch them together, or you can shoot 3. And I did that in my videos. The little cheesy faces at it, and then it just runs as a GIF. And like, that's actually a great example of my cousin Michael loves workflow. He's always, I think I might have mentioned this on the show too, but he was like, he showed me at the wedding, he was like taking GIFs and making them of us dancing and stuff like that. And it's every time I am just like, yes, it's like, that's one of the few regular people that I have gotten into it. But I mean, that's also, until now, I haven't blamed people for not necessarily fully integrating workflow or shortcuts into their life, because at a certain point, it is slightly hard to run, or we were an independent app, and it's kind of, there were ceilings that we would hit, but now that it's in Apple, it has just this huge stamp of approval. It's worth checking out, and people know Siri, and so I think they'll slowly get introduced with the app shortcuts and things like that. And then because it's a downloadable app, the people who want to check it out will find it and then get it. And so there's not grandma trying to build custom shortcuts to hook into APIs, because she's like, all of those things don't make any sense to her. But also, it's, again, it's like, I didn't know it before even I worked there. I learned so much more, and figuring out how you integrate it into your daily life. See, I mean, that's like a specific goal too. Daily life implies routine, implies repetition, but there are just things where I run into something and I can build a shortcut that just solves that one purpose for me very quickly. I mean, the quick part comes with time also. It's not necessarily quick for people to do, but again, it's just a lot of, you have to experiment, and I'll be giving a lot of demo videos, which I think it really is like video gets you so much further.
Yeah.
Because I had a call with my friend Drew Kaufman and he was like, I want to do this. And I was like, okay, let's turn on FaceTime. And then I just built it for him in less than 5 minutes. And it's like, holy crap.
Yeah.
You can do that? And it's like, oh, okay, that's how it works. Like, it's just so visually confusing, and choosing the right thing at the right time is, you just don't know. And I spent way too much time doing that in my personal time. And then I quite literally had to do it for, otherwise I wouldn't get paid. And so that's the motivation.
I think what's interesting about shortcuts is it brings whimsy to iOS 12 in a completely different way. A lot of our friends have been talking about how a lot of whimsy has gone away from Apple in the Tim Cook era, which I agree with. But now I think we're getting some of it back slowly but surely. And in software too, which we haven't seen since the very early iOS 10 days. And I mean, I think I was a lot more patient with iOS 10 because I was, you know, like 9 years old when it came out. So I was so into the brushed metal and like the Genie effects. Like, I was there for that. It was amazing.
You mean, did you say Mac OS 10?
Did I say iOS 10?
Yeah, okay.
Mac
I
OS.
Was like, you were, I was like, I didn't think you were that young.
Also, I said Mac, I always said Mac OS X because before that, like when Mac OS X, gosh darn it, when Mac OS 10 came out, podcasts weren't really a thing yet. Very soon after, they became a thing that was easily accessible for me. But now with shortcuts, it's just a little bit, I don't know, like you said, you show this to somebody and they're like, whoa. And now with shortcuts, there is kind of a whimsy with the idea again that software can be magic, because we've gotten used to how great iOS is and how great macOS is, and it feels like this is opening up a whole new world of unknowns to people. And maybe that's a good thing. Like, yeah, it's weird that OmniFocus is like the third thing down in the gallery with suggestions, because people are going to be like, what the heck is OmniFocus? Especially because, you know, Apple does have this whole built-in thing called Reminders, and there isn't much there in terms of suggestions and what you can do with Reminders locally, or natively, rather. But I don't know, man. I'm just really, really excited. And there are just times now where I think up shortcuts in my head to make, and I now have a running list in OmniFocus. Oh, for example, have you ever considered making a timer for when this podcast is supposed to start, and then how late I am, and then add that to a spreadsheet, and then we can like tabulate how many human hours you waste on me waiting for me? Because I think that that would be an interesting thing. Experiment.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you could put in the date action and then adjust date by the, or have a ask for input, and then that fills out a number which fills in adjust date, and then I adjust from the original time, log that all to a spreadsheet, and then all that data gets saved to iCloud over time, and then I would use a get file, bring that back in, split text, use get item from list, get the last item, and then use that in order to calculate from the item before. Yeah, so
okay,
obviously I'm going off, but
you need to make
that's,
that though. You can totally make supercomputer,
like,
Alex is late. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's perfect. And then it's like, okay, I've logged it. And then it's like, Alex has been late the last 7 times in a row. Oh yeah, public like shaming or weird Siri stuff is going to be the best.
God.
And also, like, I'm sure Apple will hate it the most, but I have a shortcut that I use that I found this Shakespeare insult generator online where it had like three columns of just text, and then I basically built a shortcut to go through each of those columns and then take one of those words, and then it combines it into three different words.
There's no way to share shortcuts just over like iMessage or something, correct? You need to link it. I don't even know how. I've been adding shortcuts, but I don't know how. Like, I've been clicking on links on a web page, but I don't know how it works to that it adds it to the library.
Yeah, so you, on a shortcut, you can tap it on the share icon, and then there's a copy iCloud link, and that uploads the shortcut so they do give you a warning that anybody can see it at that point. And so if you have personal information, there's a feature in the settings called import questions that you can set up so people fill in their own information instead of it sharing your home address to the world, basically. So you can, if you share it through iMessage, it'll also say create an iCloud link. And so that's the main method right now. But they are also, something is not working on launch day where a bunch that people are sharing, when you click on it, it just doesn't work. And so I assume that's going to get fixed soon, because it was working on Sunday in the old version of shortcuts. Maybe it's the server or something like that. But
interesting, because earlier I did the little share. I tapped the share dingus, and it didn't show me. I don't know what it showed me, but now no, it's the normal things you would expect, like whatever you have in the share sheet, as well as the activity sheet. The action sheet.
They're the same one. It's the share sheet and then the share
action
extensions.
Yeah, right
action
underneath. Yeah. And now I just shared a very impressive, unique shortcut with you, which is just opening the Kindle app, because the Kindle app icon drove me crazy. And so I just replaced it.
Oh, yeah. That's great. You can put it in Siri. And then one thing this is the sweet solution of adding them to your home screen. And so,
oh, we didn't even talk about it.
Yeah, you can tap add to home screen, and it basically opens a Safari bookmark, and then you take that bookmark and save it to your home screen. And then when you tap on that, it opens and runs the shortcut. And so that's actually, to answer Tim's question, is that's probably one of the best ways, is build somebody's shortcuts and add them to their home screen. So then they can just tap it and run it. And like, my grandma actually uses that a lot. She has a bunch of stuff saved on there. And I was like, oh, that's like, I'm a shortcuts expert, basically. And I don't even think to do that, because I just like go into the widget and do all my fancy stuff. But just the way you tap on things and they open in iOS makes sense to most people. And so just having that same function with shortcuts is awesome.
Man, I'm so excited. Tonight, I have so much to go read and watch and listen to. And it's kind of refreshing for everybody to be excited about an Apple product that is purely based on software. Like, no one has their new iPhones yet. No one has a new watch yet. Everyone is just so excited about software. And that just makes my little geek heart swell up, because this is so accessible in terms of accessibility of folks who are differently abled, but also just a bunch of random nerds like me who are trying to learn how to make their computers work for them again. And I'm just delighted. I know that this is a simple shortcut, but it's one that I definitely, and I think you can do this anyway in an app like Launch Center Pro, but I've never built it out. But I'm just really excited to make one that tells my wife when I'm leaving the office, and one that says when I have arrived, because often I'm going to and from the office at very strange and late hours, and they always tell me to text them when I have left or arrived at said office, and I never do. I never remember.
Yeah, that's perfect. It's just I'm here or I'm leaving, and then you can just say that to your watch as you walk in the door. And that's one awesome shortcuts change from workflow and just from anything else. Since iOS 11, they forced people to confirm that they wanted to send messages, just so that you can't errantly send a bunch of messages or have an app accidentally send you like kind of like Facebook, do you want to share to your profile? It's like, no. But now the send message action has a toggle for show when run. And so if that's off, you can just send a message in the background. And so you can have a whole pre-filled message. You can use a bunch of data to populate that message. Like, hey, I'm 17 minutes from home based off of like the travel time. And then it'll just send it right away as you run the shortcut.
Oh, this is also good. Yeah. Oh my gosh. All right. There are some more questions that are coming in on Twitter, but I don't think we have any more time for today. But by the time we talk again, not only will hopefully I have learned some more things on my own, but we will both have iPhone 10s Maxes. iPhone 10. We'll have the maximums.
The tennis maximums.
When we talk next, and I am very excited to see if I can, one, handle all of, oh, not gonna make that joke, if I can handle the iPhone XS Max, and also if it makes creating shortcuts not easier, but more fun, if I can, you broke this news to me, apparently. You can use landscape mode for the larger phones has always been more robust. I didn't know that. Okay, cool. I'm really excited to try that. What are you looking forward to in the upcoming week?
I think one of the things that I'm most excited to look at in the next week before that is just all of the apps that are coming out with shortcuts support. That's one thing that over the summer you can't really test third-party apps unless developers send you their test flights. And that's also, developers, feel free to send me your test flights because I will help you test their shortcuts.
Oh, but me too. And also, I'm a dummy, so I will actually tell you what people won't be able to figure out. That was the other frustrating thing over the summer, is being on a bunch of betas but not being able to really give any sort of feedback about shortcuts because I wasn't on the beta for shortcuts. So I was like doing stuff in Overcast and I'm like, well, this is great, but I have no idea if it'll work with that. Good luck. But not really, because Overcast is perfect and Marco pulled off some crazy cool stuff.
Yeah, that's a great redesign. Ugh. And the shortcuts. And the great shortcut of just next chapter is awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, not that I honestly probably won't use that much because I like looking at chapter markers, but I don't skip a whole lot. But at the same time, just functionally, I hadn't even thought of doing that. And so that's kind of, it's like the different ways that developers take advantage of it in unique methods is going to be cool. And plus, like, when you chain together third-party shortcuts that are doing a function, they can show up in the Siri interface. And so Federico had another great tweet about this where it just did like 10 different little UI cards in Siri in a row. And so it's not just voice, but also the display of it at the same time. And that's super cool.
Oh my gosh.
And then HomePod is, I need to test that a lot more. And I haven't really seen what the new features are. New Apple Watch that I'm getting is, I'm definitely going to be trying that out. And especially just being faster. The huge thing that I want to test, and now that I think about it, I don't know why I never tested this with my old watch, but you don't necessarily need to have your phone to run shortcuts on your Apple Watch because it has the cellular data. And so I don't know exactly how good that will be, because I assume I'm going to run into the limits. Like, I'm going to try to deliver a whole payload through cellular back to my iPhone, because it's still like the HomePod shortcuts are triggering your phone to run.
Right.
It's, and the same with AirPods is another great example of, you can run it from your ear, but really it's just the way, if you use AirPods, it just triggers Siri on your phone for you. But at the same time, you don't have to look at it. And so you can be out and about and use your AirPods and run a shortcut, and that just happens in the background. So all of that, it is like, I have no time to test all of this because I have to make another video too. But I think I'm going to be gathering up a bunch of apps for iMore, and there'll be a link to that people can basically get good examples there of third-party apps. And then I really do just have to start building examples of how, like, the difference between chaining third-party actions and using actions in shortcuts. And so it's still probably not going to be clear. And unfortunately, it's like there is so much. Just telling you everything, I'd just be talking for 2 hours straight, and exactly. I already talked too much on this podcast, and you're no, not talking enough. And so,
because I'm learning, and yeah. I am fine with interrupting you. I'm very good at it. And, but this is literally day one, and
yeah.
the horizon, you can't even see it, or I can't even see it. Like, you just saying... Oh, yeah, watches, cellular data. And now I'm glad that my watch order hasn't been processed yet and won't even come until like October 12th or something, because now I'm wondering, oh, maybe I should get data with my watch.
Oh, yeah. I have this whole thing of like my Apple Watch is now my iPod, and you can put podcasts on it, like, and music and run your shortcuts. That's going to be amazing.
I haven't even tried, because I didn't put the beta on my watch, I haven't tried Overcast on my watch, and I'm so excited. But I often turn things up to 3x, and I don't think you can do that on the...
Oh, man.
What a normal...
You can have a shortcut to do it.
What? Oh, God!
Yeah, he added shortcuts to change the speed. Yeah, see? It's...
Okay,
everything is awesome.
Everything
now.
Is awesome. Well, Matthew Castanelli, there are so many places where people can find you on the internet, and they should, especially this week. Where's your YouTube channel?
Hey guys, you can find me on Maddie C on YouTube. Somebody made fun of me on Twitter. He was like, looking forward to more Maddie C content, and I was like, yes, someone listens to the podcast. I tweeted like 10 different links this morning, which is terrible. But I think the main place should be Twitter is at Matt Cassinelli, CASSINELLI, because I'm just gonna post my things there. At least that is a reliable way that I can communicate, and I'm trying to actually post more on my website now too, but I'd say Twitter would be the best way. And then my YouTube channel is just youtube.com/Matthew Castanelli.
Awesome.
What about you,
smash
Alex?
That bell. God, I'm at Alex Cox, spelled COX, not the other way, on Twitter. And I have a new show coming out with my wife called Two Headed Girl, and you can find us on Twitter at Two Headed Girl FM, I think. Yep, that's it. And I would really appreciate it if you just checked it out. It's a show about gender, our brains, identity. Basically, it's a crazy queer show, if I was to sum that up. But it's not out yet.
And I just met Maddie the first time at XOXL, which was awesome.
Yeah, they're such a weirdo. I love them so much. but eventually that's going to come out. And normally I don't like plugging things before they come out, but this is a very scary project, and I want everybody to go and listen to it.
I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Oh, God, it's so scary. You can also...
I just put out a YouTube video. Also, like, my autofocus isn't on, and my audio levels are all... Or my autofocus is on, so it just hunts a bunch. But I'm okay. It's like, at least... I'm sure, first of all, your show is going to be amazing.
Nope.
You got to get through it.
Nope.
So.
Like I said, I'm so good at interrupting you. You can find both of us @_supercomputer on Twitter. Okay, well, thank you again, everybody, for sharing my excitement and listening to another episode.
Hey, supercomputer, make fun of me.
Shortcut says, thou funning buff-witted wagtail. Done.
She said buff. It's supposed to say beef. Let me do a couple more. Make fun of me.
Shortcut says, thou clouded fence-sucked harpy. Done.
Make fun of me.
Shortcut says, thou pribbling flap mounted pig. Done.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome. See you later, nerd.
Oh, God, that's so good.
Bye. supercomputer. Make fun of me.
Hey there.
Ah, crap. Classic. Okay, hold on. Let me make... Why is it not working? Hey, supercomputer. Make fun of me.
Hey, Matthew.
What the fuck?
Damn it!